we had a lot of things in our house. My daughter-in-law is a very church-minded person, and she sends me so many different books of way. And I often have said, and people often ask me to say different things like, I know not by what method's rare, but this I know, God answers prayer. Mm-hmm. I know that He has given His word that tells me prayer is always heard and will be answered soon or late, and so I'll pray and calmly wait. I know that all the blessings sought cannot always come in just the way I thought, but I will leave my prayer with God alone, whose will is wiser than my own, assured that He will grant my quest or find some answer far more blessed. So I have a lot of others like that, but that's one of the ones I won't repeat anymore.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
I love to say that, and quite often in my Sunday school class, to which I belong at Trinity, I am asked to give the devotional, and I resort to that sometime rather mm-hmm. than something else.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Now, you, when you go to college, you check books out from the
library. Mm-hmm. Baxter Polk was the librarian there at the time, and yes, I checked many books out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was getting my permanent teacher certificate, I had a correspondence course from Sol Ross, so I did a lot of I didn't go back to Sol Ross, I just did a correspondence course to get my permanent teaching certificate. Mm-hmm. But Baxter Polk was the librarian it was College of Mines then.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my daughter came along, she went to Texas Western, which was still the College of Mines. Then when my son graduated from there, he went to the University of Texas at El Paso. So we've all been to the same college. And then my daughter did get her master's later from in Cincinnati. Xavier University in Cincinnati. And she got her master's there. And then my son, after he graduated from here, he went to the University of Oklahoma in Stillwater and got his master's.
Mm-hmm.
But I have just my BA degree.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the old days, when you were a teacher, did they call you a woman teacher, or did they just call you a teacher?
Well, both ways. I was referred to. I can remember saying, who was it? I can remember one time someone called, said, I guess I was in one of the stores, and somebody asked me if I worked. And mm-hmm. I said, well, yes, I teach. And I remember it was so strange because this woman turned to me and said, well, then you are a woman teacher. And I said, yes, I am. So I assume I was. I mean, direct memory of having been, I was just a teacher and loved. And as I say, I taught the third grade for 23 years, and I had taught, when I taught at first teaching at the gas company, I had this little school that was, there were 10 children and 6 grade levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught in this little, it was just like a little old-time red schoolhouse. It was and the gas company had built it near mm-hmm. where we lived in the gas company employees' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught 10 children, but 6 grade levels. It was quite something.
My goodness.
I loved every minute of it.
You must have been a great teacher.
Well, I loved children. I just adore children.
Now, your sister's son would be your...
I have no sister.
But imagine if you did.
Oh, if I did, then he'd be my nephew.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be my nephew.
That's just one of those silly
and
words that you have to get
sister's daughter would be
say,
my niece.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I have no nephews or nieces. Only through my husband's family.
Right.
My husband's sister had two daughters.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that. But uh-huh. other than that, I have no other nieces or nephews.
Mm-hmm. Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is known as the
best man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And one of the women that stands up with the bride, but she's not the maid of honor.
Matron of honor is if she's married.
Uh-huh.
A bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right.
Or if the attendant is a married woman, you call her the matron of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Or usually is in.